Facebook post on that, somebody.
Who's the assistant chair here?
Somebody asked to.
Maria.
Maria.
What?
Who's assistant?
Vice chair.
I'm vice chair?
That's right.
Okay.
No, I mean, are you?
I don't know.
We never know. We never know those things.
Shannon said, Shannon, am I vice chair?
Shannon said so.
Okay, take your word for it. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Call meeting door. Next, roll call.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Baker?
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Up here.
Congressman Shaw?
Here.
Congressman Suppanoff?
Here. There we have one, the next one. Item business is prayer, Maria, would you do this afternoon prayer?
Yes, sir. Father God, we just thank you for this day that you've given to us, we just thank you for the blessings that we receive from you, we just thank you for being a good and mighty God. Lord, we just ask that you be with us today while we consider the business of the Osage people. Just help us have open minds and good discussion with each other, and be kind to each other. Lord, I just ask that you be with all Osage people wherever they are. Meet their needs, meet them where they are. I just ask today that you be with the men and women of our military services, be with the leaders of our nation and the leaders of all the governments that make decisions for us, Lord. All these things I ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Maria. Next item of business is approval of minutes of May the 12th.
I have one question about the minutes before I make that motion. We moved to postpone approval of minutes from April 21st.
Oh, I failed to see that.
Okay. Then I was going to make a motion that,
as well.
Okay. I move that the chair approve the draft minutes from May 12th and April 21st of 2016, because this is a totally new committee and we don't have a quorum to approve those minutes.
I have to argue that I approve of.
Second.
Thank you. Minutes are approved. Now, minutes of July 6th.
Thank you, Congressman, Chairman Suppanoff. Consideration of ONCR 1632, a resolution to request the placement of E-lands into trust by the Secretary of the Interior. Congressman Supernaw is the sponsor of that bill. Congressman, how do you wish to proceed with this?
Well, it's just a simple resolution to request placement of E-lands, as we heard this morning. It's not even required, but it becomes customary to have this resolution to record. The only thing that I brought up with the chief and was that 30 years ago, or 40, maybe 40 years ago, Osage Nation proposed the establishment of the National Park and when they created what's now the Tallgrass Buffalo Preserve. And one of the reasons that we opposed is because the minerals might interfere with the mineral production. The other one was that the land off the tax roll and would hurt some of the schools that were affected. One of the schools was Chatham. They went to Washington Post. The chief said that they already considered that and that there would be probably something come forward from the nation to make up any shortfall that any schools might suffer because they're going into trust. Otherwise, the application shows no change in the use of the land. It shows to be used for grazing. Doesn't say what's going to graze. Doesn't say where's buffalo or kangaroos or what. There'll be no change in the use of the land. We don't anticipate any problem with it other than that. There's always a problem with getting the legal description right, because any one little item could stop the whole process. So other than that, I don't have much to offer. That's recommended in the past.
Is there any more questions about the prospects of passing this resolution to authorize the chief to put this land into trust?
No.
Congressman Baker?
Okay, this resolution, it says that from here on forward, forever, all lands that we acquire will be E-lands into trust. Is that what this does? Or just, I don't see the land description here or any particular parcel of land.
All those legal descriptions attached are real.
Yeah, in the support documentation, we got volumes of parcels of land, and I think that that's all going to be, I think it's just this one time for the Blues Dim Ranch and the parcels that are within it.
I think if we have other land that would be going to try, then we'll have to have a separate resolution.
Yeah, every application, every new parcel requires a new application. No such thing as a blanket application. So, we've gone through this process on numerous parcels and it's been pretty expensive. So, but no, this just pertains to the legal description attached there too. The company is almost 43,000.
Any more questions, then I would entertain a
CR 1632, who passed the recommendation.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion to the motion? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
Or any opposed? Seeing none, the motion passes. We will report MCR 1632, Congress, with due pass recommendation. I will relinquish the chair back to Congressman Sippernoff.
Thank you, Maria. We don't have legislation on the call for the plan of operation, but we have a member of Congress that may want to review this. I think the rest of us wouldn't hurt us to take a look at it maybe for the late questions if it comes in September. So I asked the gaming officials to come and make a presentation to handle the plan of operation. We've provided for executive session. Is there anything that we can discuss in open session that you think we'd be comfortable with?
Mr. Chairman, I think we're comfortable discussing the Tulsa construction project update in open session, and then we can go into the plan and executive session.
Well, I'd like to turn the meeting over to you, and I'd like to discuss as much as possible in public because it's a big thing. And
sure.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to turn the presentation over to Byron Bigler.
Wonderful, ma'am.
Please.
Good afternoon. Thank you again for your time today. It's always a pleasure to catch up. And Mr. Chairman, I think this is a wonderful idea at this time of year to go ahead and start communicating about the plan of operation. I know in years past it's kind of waited to the last minute and talk about things and it's dragged on and on. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about kind of real quick though, I want to go into, I brought you guys all documents today. They're nice and big.
Can you bring all of us one?
I can bring, I brought it for the committee. I apologize for the other members of Congress that are in attendance. I will get you some as soon as possible.
Shannon, you want this one? I can share with John.
I'm sharing with our jams.
Okay.
Well, that's because I'm all at home.
I think it was important to keep everyone updated on the progress that we're making with Tulsa.
Where's the swimming pool?
What you see here is a schematic design element that basically the large pieces that are part of the puzzle are not going to move.
It's nice and cold.
Here. That's a big step because a lot of times you did these things.
Yeah,
somebody doesn't
yeah.
like this over here and this over here. Does it make sense to put this restroom over here? So the big pieces are in place. So various documents, various levels of detail. You'll see a casino floor detail. You'll see the back of house, the lower level detail. You'll see a hotel detail as well. I believe there's about five separate documents. Again, really high level stuff right now. Basically programming the space. We anticipate, here's one of the big challenges that we face in this project is currently the event center in Tulsa, behind it houses a computer data center. That is the heart of our network. We intend to raise the event center to begin construction. That's where this facility will sit. However, we can't do that until we have a new data center. So logistically, we are kind of, we have a plan. I believe the plan calls for the new data center to be completed late September, early October. At that time, you'll see a period of, we anticipate having site plan documents provided to us. Let's call it late August, early September. Communication plan where all the lines and electricity, telephone and fiber and everything, where everything's going to go on the whole site. We anticipate having the data center live and be able to raise the event center probably late October. Yes, do you have a question?
Yes.
So when did you say? October?
Late October.
Late October.
It's probably the best case scenario.
And that's going to be a separate building. The data center is going to be a separate building or part of this building?
It'll be a separate building. It'll be housed at one of the hangars at Central Services.
Okay.
So it's taking a little bit to get the logistics right.
And I have two more questions.
Sure.
This is my trust line, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So if we want to do more gaming, we're going to have to expand out this.
We're going to go that way.
And you guys have already thought that out.
Correct.
We're like right on the line.
Correct.
And I see that our bank isn't in the trust area. We're okay. It just has to be the gaming.
Got to be the gaming machines.
That are on our trust property.
Correct.
So is our data currently on trust property?
The data center? No. We looked at several alternatives to this data center solution. I can let Mr. Warball talk about it if you'd like to go into detail. It's very interesting, the logistics that go behind it. We had an opportunity to house everything on an off-site location. I think we had a co-location, they call it. Talked about it with the commission. We had a plan in place. This presented itself as a better option for us moving in the future for expansion and growth.
Well, that was some of the question about internet gaming was on restricted, off facility, on property. Have you guys thought of any of this at all as far as the iGaming stuff?
Because iGaming is so, there's a big question mark as far as regulation.
I'm not saying we want to do it. I'm just saying
sure.
Where the things are actually located.
Sure. We have definitely thought about it. As far as it being coming a real life scenario for us, I think the problem is very similar.
Thank you.
Is this plan cover all restricted property that we have?
No, it is not. This is only the site for the casino.
Well, how much land do we have to expand into for gaming?
For gaming, it goes towards 36th Street. That's your barrier.
Yeah.
Goes to the south.
How many acres are there?
Probably in trust. Gosh, that's a good question. Probably 20 is my guess. I'll get you the actual number. I know there's 75 in the back that's non-gaming. Plus we have the air park.
It's in trust.
They're in trust, but for non-gaming purposes. Yeah. Yes.
So is the design so that we can expand into the trust land?
That is correct. For the gaming purposes. That's why we tucked it away in the corner, if you will. That way, if we want to expand, it's going to go that way. And hopefully, I believe the market will dictate and don't grow.
This is kind of an informal discussion, so you don't have to wait to recognize this. Go ahead. Except you've got to be
recognized. Okay, this is going to get fun. You're going to like what I want to talk about anyway.
I'm looking at these ballrooms down there on the lower level, and
I'm not pointing.
So I know how big Pong is when we open up all the dividers. Is this going to be a hell of a lot bigger than
yes.
that?
Yes. That will be roughly the size of both the current event center and the other side. To get you a picture of that.
That's
almost that. I mean, it's and that's the junior ball. What is not shown, it's shown as an outline at this point, is the event center space, and then the larger ballroom, if you will. It's 25,000 square feet. Hoping to push that to a higher limit, 35,000 square feet, but we're not going to know that until we start getting some numbers back. Let's see if we can squeeze it.
What's the seating capacity for this new event center?
We're looking to get 3,500 seats in.
Comparison to what the Cherokees have?
I believe they have 2,500.
So it's going to be 1,000.
It should be. And again, we're not building a facility that has an amphitheater style seating. Mm-hmm. So this is more of a flat. But it's still kind of, I wouldn't call it an intimate setting. But it's going to be significantly larger.
So when you say amphitheater seating, you mean how they
How it's set.
Or is this going to be most?
It's going to be an event space. I think it works out well, given the different types of events you can host in the space. I know, speaking to some colleagues at the Hard Rock, when they have the fights over there, it's a little awkward because of this. spaces, it's really set up for concerts. I think a multi-purpose space works better for us.
Having that capacity for that large amount of seating, does that open us up for more appealing acts to come through?
I think it's yes and no. What you'll see is a strategic buy, if you will, on a lot of our acts, because, you know, frankly, we want to be enticing new guests to come on a mission trip for us. We also don't want to throw all the money away on a person or somebody, you know, just doesn't fit that demographic. So there's a delicate balance.
I was talking to a friend about Team Gaming, which one of those companies, and he said it was a lot of those tribes, those events they were making a lot of.
Sure. You know, especially the ones in the bigger populated areas like California, you've seen them have big, I call them BOK centers, you know, right? They'll have a big, and their ballroom's probably 3,500 square feet. So, it's interesting.
Shannon, did you have a question?
Yes. You know how I'm always concerned about certain things? There's no bathtubs in any of these rooms except for the suites?
Correct.
Bummer. So that knocks us down a star.
Do you really bathe in hotels?
Right. I do, absolutely. Four Seasons has a great bathroom in Vegas, and yes, very lovely.
We and to kind of go, Marnell actually first had bathtubs in a lot of these rooms, and we pulled them back, we pulled the reins back, because in Tulsa, we have a $29 ADT player, and we don't want to scare them off with something that's way five-star way over the top. So yeah, we pulled it back.
Okay. And these still have those doors. I mean, I'm just saying, I've heard every one of you guys complain about, and I agree with it, those sliding doors into the bathroom.
Gone.
Okay, but it looks like when I look right here, though, these look like sliding doors, aren't they not?
No, they're not going to be sliding doors.
Look at, it looks like the floor plan on zero level is different than the floor plan on one level.
I will get you a really detailed layout of the hotel.
Okay.
And you will see that those are some of the things we learned from our previous experiences that will not work in the future.
Okay. Well, I wanted to bring that up because that
absolutely
is a number one complaint I hear. Absolutely. And what otherwise is nice. There's still a little issue with the smoke going into trying to get to the restaurant or the. I noticed that the other day.
It's something that I recently got back from a non-smoking casino in upstate New York, and I thought, this is kind of interesting. This would never go over in Oklahoma. I think one tribe has tried it, and it didn't do very well.
Right.
It was great. It was nice. It didn't smell like smoke. Of course, I talked to the GM there, and he begged to go to smoking because his business is just struggling. But yeah, that's something that we've looked at in this new design. You'll see the main cafe off of the gaming floor here has the ability to be closed off to the gaming floor. That way you don't get that bleed through, if you will, the smoke. So, and we're working on solutions for Skytook and Ponca to try to mitigate it.
There's no facility here, reception facility, that has any kind of glass. It's all internal. Four walls, nothing that you have in a glass enclosure that you go out to a
terrace.
Patio or a terrace.
Yes, the sports bar does. It's kind of difficult to see on that high level drawing, but the sports bar has, if you will, accordion style doors that go out to a terrace that
right
face face the east.
That SBC terrace.
Yes, so. That's correct.
But that, so if you wanted to have a wedding or you wanted to go outdoors, you're going to have it in the sports bar.
I think we'll have several options. That's just one off the top of my head that does go outside.
I mentioned that because, Chickasaw's down at
Artesian.
Yeah.
Have that one ballroom that has glass, and that really lends itself to Christmas parties, weddings, things that you want to do a little more upscale.
Sure.
And
I think we're early enough. As long as the big pieces don't move, we can make those design element changes.
I would think about that from
as
that
long
standpoint.
I think what I've told my staff and I've told our owners rep as well as our construction managers, My biggest concern right now is you have an X amount of dollars. We are going to spend no more than X amount of dollars.
Right.
So give me the most bang for my buck.
Right.
How we get there, as long as it doesn't go over that amount, we really don't have a preference other than things like this. If we have certain requests, please feel free to email me. Love to sit down and talk about it. And if we can do it, I'd love to do it because I'm trying to make this property stand out. I want it to be a differentiator from Margaritaville or Hard Rock, which I think it will. And I think it's going to drive significant revenues to us. So I'm really excited. It's just a lot of work right now.
You do have a bathtub in the three room.
I believe that's the
three bay suite.
It should be the handicap accessible.
How big are weddings and casinos?
It depends. We've hosted at Sky Sick and Pump. Yeah, we've hosted a 150, 200 person wedding. And, go out and gamble.
Like a little religious aspect inside
of it. Well, I mean, to me, that's missing in, we utilize that outdoor area in Skytook and your pool area. That gets utilized.
It does. It does. Days like today kind of hamper, the outdoor stuff. But yeah, absolutely. We'd love to build a nice area where somebody could come in.
That's just something I know.
Absolutely.
So last month, Joe and I talked in his office about pushing for the pool. So are we going to continue to push?
Absolutely. What we're going to show it is an alternate right now. I'm really pushing again. I want to make sure everything is in place. I think that's an amenity we have to have.
Me too.
Right away. So I want to make sure we're not building a $1 million pool. Mm-hmm. I want it to be reasonable. I want it to be nice, but I also want it to be reasonable.
How much were the pools that we built?
More than I care to.
Because they have underwater lights.
Speakers and lights and all kinds of
craziness.
You won't see that at Tulsa's pool, I can guarantee you that.
Well, they work really well.
They work nice.
It's beautiful. Cool.
Your hot tub is being utilized every time I've been there.
It does get quite a bit of traffic, so I think there's a few people that like to go and frequent those, so, especially when you have kids.
A pool like downstream has, well, falls up in Miami, that first phase they had. I guess it's still the only pool that they have. Mm-hmm. Price range on pools. Is that $1 million?
Those are like $1.5 million.
Wow.
That's nice. Hard Rock's building the big $1.5 million pool. That's another thing. I'd rather put kind of money in something to drive over first. If we get down the road, we're doing really well. Let's take a look at it. Yes, sir.
Could you explain these four plans back? You don't have an elevation here, from level oh, that's ground floor.
That's correct. That's F is sub.
And level one.
Walk under grade. So if you were to walk in, that's level one.
So level oh is in the basement.
The way the topography of our land lays right now, it makes sense to utilize that without moving a lot of dirt or being a lot of fill in. Up to grade.
So we got. It's
six stories on the hotel, 132 rooms, 25. I've seen two different versions, I apologize.
So level
00
is third floor, really.
Back of house. Yeah.
Back.
Yeah.
Well, is it on the ground level or is it?
Oh, 00 is below, so it'd be like the basement. So if you're walking off the street, you're walking in right at the casino floor, which is on the left floor. So the hotel actually does have a bank of rooms on 00 that will have windows to the pool, or future pool area. So, matter of fact, I think it's that sheet right there. Yeah.
Escalators
for traffic flow, elevators. It's going to be a nice property. Something we're all very proud of. I can't Can't wait to get it open, Lucia and Harry. We have a competition opening August 25th down the road from us. Margaritaville Casino and the restaurant will be open this August. The hotel will be open in November. I think when we get later on, we'll start talking about numbers in here. You'll see that we took that into account because we believe it's time to get defensive as far as retaining our customer base and strategic because we're going to be under construction. And nobody really knows what that's going to do to us. It could be good, it could be bad. So I'm a firm believer. I got a good team that we can keep the barbarians at the gate. Sounds good. We have a monthly call right now as far as construction is concerned. We're getting ready to tune it up to weekly calls. At any time, if you guys would like to sit in on, see what's going on. We'll be doing site tours, I'm sure, later on. We'll get to the point where next year at this time, bring you in, get your hard hat, and we'll take you around, get to see what's going on. It's a really neat little deal we're going to try to do this time. These drones are like a big thing now, so we can actually have a guy create a video of the construction as it progresses with the drone. It goes through and over and hit YouTube, hit the website. It's really, kind of get everybody talking about it. So.
Where are we on letting contracts?
We are still awaiting design documents. So you'll see contracts will go to Crosslink probably the end of September. And then you'll start seeing dirt work first, steel, concrete, all usual stuff. And then about March, April, May, you'll start seeing the other contracts, drywall, paint, electricity, HVAC, all the other stuff. So I know they're working close with Reed and Bruce's team to get everything ready. I've been having meetings with the Gaming Commission as well. To make sure we're all on the same page as far as licensing is concerned. When does it become a casino? Right, right now it's a building. Does the same rules apply as a building as a casino to licensure? So we're working through those.
So Congress is to be notified on all bid openings.
Right.
I haven't seen any come forward yet.
Right. I don't think you're going to see any until probably late October.
How was Crosslink hired?
How are they hired?
Yeah.
Through an RFP process. There was a selection committee. So I don't know. I guess my question would be, is that a...
I don't recall ever getting a notice of anything like that.
Right. I can definitely pay for it.
More back to you.
Does not, it's part of the next phase. We it simply comes down to dollars. And the more dollars we can get, the more we can love to have that. It's this whole thing has been planned though for that future expansion. So we've got the space, we'll just plug it in as it comes online.
The first phase, I saw the downstream sitting down the garage, we had flat.
Exactly.
Had trolleys. Will we have trolleys?
We'll have, absolutely. To try to, yeah, push it.
True.
And a lot of the psychology goes behind it, too. We've done a lot of research on gamers. Some people might like to park right next to the building. Some people will not go on a parking garage. It's really kind of odd. To read about that research as well. So. Yeah, it's and I'd love to see parking garage, additional hotel, retail. We've got a real good opportunity. I think we'll talk about it here in a little bit too.
There ever be enough property there to have a golf course?
We have 75 acres right now. We have an opportunity. There's some options I'd like to talk about there a little bit.
Yeah.
That's part of a future phase, potentially.
Picture.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does the golf course at Hard Rock, do their customers use that a lot?
You know, I think yes and no.
Yeah.
I think since it's a local course, too, I think they get a lot of local play. Not necessarily people come to the casino to play on it. But I think if they were to be honest about it, it's a nightmare to manage. It's about $1 million a hole a year to manage. So.
I think
if you have, I'd say yes, it's an amenity. But I think you got to get there first. You know, you got to really show that they're knowing how to manage. So.
You're about ready to go in there. I want to ask a couple of questions. So before going to executive session, the previous committee expressed, I think, the desire to talk to your marketing department about, and I don't know whether that came from Shannon or Maria.
Probably came from you.
Do you think there'd be any possibility that they'd be ready to make a presentation?
Absolutely. You just let me know when, and we can make it happen.
All right. The other thing before we go into executive session, could you explain something about the
I'd love to. I'd love to. I want to clear up any kind. Make sure Benny is writing this over there.
Yeah.
We're going to have. What was sent to the press was a press release from the Tulsa Zoo. It was not our press release. Let me just clear this up. We have an opportunity. The Tulsa Shock left town, right? We were a major sponsor of the Tulsa Shock. We had certain dollars allocated to that. I guess I can go into specifics. Let's call it $2 million over 3 years that we were paying Tulsa Shock to be their title sponsor. You get so many views, so many, they quantify the spend by the advertising that we get nationally as well as locally, as well as through the league. Okay, so they up and left. So that left a big major hole for us as a community, right? We want to be sure that, because the people that are coming to the Tulsa Casino 9 miles around are the people that go there, right? You can put a circle over it, 9 miles. 98% of those people come within 9 miles, so it's the Tulsa community, okay? So, had an opportunity to come up. The zoo approached us with a sponsorship. It wasn't a gift, it's a sponsorship. And what the sponsorship entails is we pay $1 million over 3 years, so I saved $1 million over what we were paying to the shop, and we get to keep it on there for 15 years. So that sign will stay on that building for 15 years. That equals to about $67,000 a year in advertising spend. What it is, 700,000 people attend the zoo on a yearly basis. A lot of them, 60,000 of them are kids, I'm not worried about the kids. The others are the grandparents and the parents of these kids. So we looked at it as an opportunity. I can't go and buy advertising for 15 years for $1 million. This was a perfect opportunity to augment our Tulsa Shock sponsorship. So I know there's a lot, I'm getting a ton of questions about it. The facts are, we saved $1 million over 3 years. Plus, I got a 15-year deal. We got a lot of opportunity. We're still working out the details with the nation about educational opportunities that come with that sponsorship. I think we'll have a press release come out very soon that'll detail some of that opportunities for kids, Osage kids. Yes, ma'am.
So when we look at the plan of operations, is that for the upcoming year?
That's correct.
So we will see that in the plan of operation and budgeted.
Sponsorship line item will include that as well.
It'll describe that.
It can. We get granular. It's rolled up. It's in each one. Absolutely, I can get a detailed breakout.
I always
breakout.
Like to know the big initiatives,
sure.
Because people ask us about them and
sure.
Go back to the book to look for it, and it's not there.
Right.
Okay.
Again. 15-year deal. I save money doing it. It was a win-win. That's what I told the board. the board jumped all over it, so that's what's something we want to do.
Does he have $1 million to have to be the one for advertising?
No, I mean...
That you saved?
No, not necessarily. Well, we put that to the bottom line. So, debt service, you know, further things. Pool.
These guys are cool.
Could have. So, that's the draft story.
Okay, well, would the committee be interested in hearing from the marketing department? We got two meetings scheduled that we can even, I think we're pretty well wrapped. We may have wrapped up our legislation.
Yeah. That's all the legislation we have.
So I can either cancel those meetings, I'll be here all day anyway, because there'll be somebody have a meeting. Would you like to hear from the marketing department or?
In, during session? During session?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Would you, do you think they could be ready by tomorrow?
Sure.
No, wait, during this session?
I'll cancel everyone's plans.
I have a meeting scheduled for tomorrow.
It's gonna be the kidney grant, yeah.
When is that meeting?
1:30 to 3:30.
So 1:30 tomorrow, absolutely, we'll be here.
Oh, you guys.
Huh?
It's kind of short, that was warm, but...
We can move.
This is all about the thing on the agenda.
I think what'll help is, my marketing team's ready. They'll focus specifically on Tulsa, what we're doing, the initiative for Tulsa, as well as the overall company. I think you'll be very pleased with the level of detail that you're gonna see.
If you think it won't be too short of notice, I don't know.
Absolutely.
Okay. And motion go into second session.
I'm gonna get my plan.
I thought you wanted to get a little bit.